Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Most, my friend, how are you this morning?
Dean, I am doing great. How about yourself?
Doing very well, but concerned. I'm happy to see people are getting vaccines. I understand that, you know, blocks of appointments are going to become available today. So, you know, for people who haven't been able to get an appointment, apparently today around noon, check at you know, all the places that you've been checking. And I'm told that appointments are going to pop up. But I'm concerned about the numbers are going up here in Chicago, here in Illinois, the number of people testing positive instead of going down because we're getting vaccinated and people are being careful and wearing masks and socially distancing, going the other way. I can only imagine how concerned you must be about this.
Very concerned. And, you know, we're fortunate that we vaccinated as much as we have, because when you see the rates going positive as much as they are now, I shudder to think if our vaccines were delayed, what a mess we would continue to be in. But you're absolutely right. The number of cases is going up. And the bigger concern, you know, the data coming out of U of I, which is being able to genetically sequence this, is sure enough, as we thought, that British variant is becoming the dominant variant here in Illinois and in the United States.
You think that that's what's causing this uptick? It's not, you know, spring break and, you know, people who are being careless and, you know, people who, you know, think that it's going to be okay for them to not socially distance or wear a mask.
No, I think it's the combination of the two. You have a strain that is much more contagious, and now you've allowed people to congregate again. Had we had the same mitigation factors with a strain that's more contagious, we wouldn't be seeing as big an increase. But now, between spring break and restaurants opening and things, and you look across the country, everyone is loosening up quite a bit right now. And boy, I'll tell you, this timing, this is like one of those horse races where you don't know who's going to finish first until the last couple. Is the vaccine going to win over, or are we going to see another big bump?
So should we not be reopening? Should restaurants not be expanding? Should restrictions not be lifting? Do you think we should? You think we should stay under, you know, kind of strict quarantine right now?
I look at it and say, you guys, this has been over a year. Supply of vaccine will outstrip demand in the next 3 weeks. Everybody who's waiting for a shot right now, I assure you, look at Johnson & Johnson. They're going to release 11 million doses themselves this week. And like you said, we're going to see a lot more openings. You have 47 states that are going to be vaccinating anybody over the age of 16 by May 1st. That's only a couple weeks away. So if people are going to go out, I understand the frustration. The weather's getting nice, but please be as careful as you possibly can about who you're around, how close you are. Do your masking, do your distancing, because we are so close to having what could be a somewhat normal summer.
I see the footage on television from spring break, and, you know, I know it's not a vast majority of the population, but all these kids who are, you know, partying and, you know, they're drinking and their inhibitions are down, their common sense is down. They're going to be going back to their homes soon. They're going to be going back to their families and their parents and their grandparents and their workplaces. That concerns me greatly. Easter Sunday is next week, when people are going to, you know, want to get together with their families. Yeah. That concerns me quite a bit.
Yeah, 100%. You hit it on the head when you talked about the spring breakers. When you look at the people who are turning positive right now, is that young adult age, anywhere from, you know, we look at the 16 to like 30, and then we look at 30 to 39. Those are the two biggest groups that are positive right now. And just as you said, those spring breakers are coming back to potentially vulnerable parents or potentially vulnerable grandparents, again, who we're trying to protect. I would say we're pretty lucky that 50% of those over the age of 65 have been vaccinated. So we're really getting that vulnerable population protected. But boy, a couple more weeks would really be nice.
Yeah, it's and I just don't know that people really want to do that. Everybody's so anxious to, you know, quote, get back to normal as possible. I mean, you know, from my beat that I cover, entertainment, the movie theaters are beginning to open again. And I've had the movie studios contact me, you know, asking if I'm comfortable seeing movies back in a theater again. And I said, you know, I guess it depends on the circumstances of how many people are there and what kind of distancing there is and what kind of protections there are. But if given my choice, I would rather not go to places like that even though, you know, that it's probably safe. You know, this is the last time I went into a theater during the pandemic, there were only about five people in the whole theater. You know, I'm sure it was safe, but I'd be lying if I said that I was comfortable being in there.
Correct. You know, there's that difference between safe and comfortable, and there's that difference between normal and normalcy. So, you know, normal in the old normal would have been that the theater's packed, that you're looking for two seats together, you know, that you can't even get in because it's a new hit. Is the new normal going to be that you're going to have a bunch of empty seats? But my just say is, you know, we're getting close to a point where we're going to be starting to look at herd immunity numbers. And boy, wouldn't it be nice to be able to go in and feel comfortable in a setting, yep, because you know that the virus can't spread in the setting because of the vaccine numbers that we've hit.
Right, right. I mean, that's the difference. While on paper, while people may be vaccinated, you know, while it's probably safer than it was a year ago, it is safer than it was a year ago. We know, just because we know a lot more about it now, you know, people are just still not comfortable in settings like that. I'm not. I mean, maybe that's just me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number for your questions for Dr. Kevin Most. 312-981-7200. We'll get you on the phone. We'll get you on the text line. Again, 312-981-7200. 815, Kevin says, I was exposed a week ago Friday and am quarantining. I have no symptoms. How soon can I get my vaccine?
So quarantined a week ago Friday, so they're hitting that 10-day mark right now. They can get vaccinated immediately. And actually, anybody who even has had COVID now, remember we were asking people, if you tested positive, please wait 90 days. That was a supply-demand issue. They can get vaccinated. So just because you've been exposed and quarantined does not mean you can be vaccinated. Once your quarantine is over, then you can go to a public place to get vaccinated. But really, there'll be no time difference in your vaccination timing.
708 area code, would it be safe for me that has not received the vaccine to go bowling for a couple of hours on Monday?
You know, again, it depends. Who are you bowling with? And is it a large group? Is it a small group? If you're bowling by yourself or another close friend and you kind of keep your distance, it's okay. We're not worried about bowling balls giving you COVID, but we would be concerned if you were with a group of six people bowling and none of you have been vaccinated. Certainly the chance of spread would definitely be there.
So, I mean, I know it may sound like a silly question that you can't get COVID from a bowling ball, but I've always been weary about sticking my fingers in the holes on the ball, thinking somebody else's fingers were just in there and I don't know where their fingers have been.
That's very true, and I'd be more concerned about the shoes that you're putting on.
Really?
The bowling shoes that you're putting on.
I mean, they're definitely nasty, but because of COVID, you mean, or just because they're nasty?
No, just because of a possible foot fungus versus COVID.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, I would not be overly concerned about the bowling ball. You know, if you wash your hands, if you're not touching your face, you're doing all those things. We haven't seen a whole bunch of transmission from object to individual. It's really been individual to individual.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Because remember, a year ago, you know, we were talking about when you bring your groceries home and put them on the porch for a day, or
right,
bring them inside and spray everything down before you, you know, put things away. And now we know that that's not so much the case.
Yeah, people weren't even opening their mail sometimes for 3 or 4 days, leaving that sit in the garage and, you know, making sure that there was no COVID virus on that from the mail carriers. People were afraid to open packages from China for a long time. So, we've come a long way, and we've learned a lot over the past, 12, 13 months.
Right. As Kevin has told me so many times, we're learning about this. We're learning new things every single day. This is not something that we've had before. 847 area code says, Dr. Most, I'm type 2 diabetic. I received the Moderna vaccine 10 days ago, first dose. Since then, my blood sugar has been running much higher. Tough to keep it down. Is that normal with the vaccine?
Well, sometimes when diabetics are under stress and they have any inflammatory response, they will. And sometimes when they take steroids, they will. So if you're taking steroids, certainly watch out for that. We haven't seen that as a side effect for diabetics, but we do know that diabetics under stress will have big swings in their blood sugar. So I wouldn't make that hesitate me stopping from getting the second dose, however, because we know that diabetics are at a much higher risk for adverse outcomes if they were to get COVID. Monitor your blood sugars, do your swings, take your insulin appropriately, but still stay on time for your vaccination.
Yeah, a lot of the stories that we're hearing from people now have to do with the reactions that they're getting. Most often stories after the second vaccine, but that seems to be a lot of the COVID conversation right now. Like Catherine, for example, your husband had a reaction after the second shot, right?
Yes, he did. He received his second Pfizer vaccine Friday, and now he has, I would say it's like almost as big as a golf ball sized lump underneath his arm, like in a lymph node area. Is that normal?
Yes, Catherine. As a matter of fact, you make a very good point that we need to make sure we talk to people about. So your lymph nodes can swell up after a COVID vaccine. So for males, okay, it's a little bit uncomfortable. For females, you have to make sure that you're not doing your timing of your mammogram near that. You want to have your mammogram before your vaccine because of that exact same thing. Swollen lymph nodes on a mammogram can make people start to think about a potential for a cancer diagnosis when, in fact, it's just the response from the vaccine. But, yes, that is normal. Tell your husband, take some Advil, and those, as the inflammatory response declines, it will go right back to normal.
About how long normally does that take?
It's usually, if you have swelling in the lymph nodes, it's probably going to take a few weeks. That's actually even what they're recommending individuals who have been vaccinated and say, oh my gosh, I am due to my mammogram. We're going to ask that you postpone that a few weeks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. He was very worried.
Good luck
You're
with
welcome.
That, Catherine. Thank you for your call. This is Chrissy. You're on with Dr. Kevin Most on WGN.
Oh, hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a 19-year-old son that has food allergies, and I was wondering if he should wait to take the vaccine with a doctor, at a hospital or a clinic or his main doctor before going into, the Cook County or
Walgreens,
another
or
location.
Someplace.
Yeah,
right.
I know he needs to bring his EpiPen with. I understand that. I was just wondering the doctor's opinion.
Yeah, Chrissy, initially when we first started out, we're just trying to refrain from anybody with bad food allergies. In other words, the peanut allergy that needs that EpiPen. We're saying, hey, let's get everyone else vaccinated and you'll get the herd immunity protection without being vaccinated. Many are saying, hey, I still want to be vaccinated, but you make probably the most important point. Not only having his EpiPen with him, but he is an individual that should be vaccinated in a hospital setting. Not in a drive-through clinic, not in one of the mass vaccinations where they're just watching you for 15 minutes, in a setting where there's an emergency room close by that could act on an allergic reaction. Now, it's not happening with all people with allergies, but those that we know about, we'd rather be safe than sorry and rather be prepared in case of a bad outcome or a bad allergic reaction. So you want to be in the right setting for him. So certainly no Walgreens, CVS, mass vaccination sites when he is to be vaccinated.
Okay, so that could be months out, though, still, correct?
No, as I was telling Dean earlier, I think we are going to have a glut of vaccine here very, very soon, within the next few weeks.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Chrissy. Thank you for your call. 309 area code. My husband just tested positive for COVID-19. I am fully vaccinated. Should I now get tested again?
No, no reason to. You know, we're concerned about if she were to get symptoms, then we would not only want to test her, but we would want her to inform the individual that was doing the test that she had been vaccinated, because those are the individuals that we're looking to see, is it a variant? And if it is a variant, which one is it? Because we're starting to see a small number of people who have been fully vaccinated and yet will get full-blown COVID, and it's often one of the variants. And we're trying to find out the effective rate of all of the vaccines against the variants. So no reason to get tested. You know, unless you start to have symptoms, there's nothing that they're going to do and no need for you to be worried. You should actually feel very confident if you've been fully vaccinated that chances are only 5 in 100 that you would even get COVID.
847 area code wants Dr. Most's opinion on the holding of the Tokyo Olympics. I mean, it is going to be less public than it's been in the past, but still, it's going to be a lot of people, you know, in each other's faces for competition there. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I you know, you look at what they've done with baseball, with NBA, with the NFL, with the NCAA. You know, and those are microcosms of the Olympics because you have a much more uniform group. I'm a little concerned. You know, I would say if all the athletes are fully vaccinated and everyone, the coaches and trainers are fully vaccinated, okay, because you have a lot of close contact sports during the Summer Olympics. And you also have the limited number of fans, which will decrease international travel, which is unfortunate for the athletes, but it's probably the safest going forward.
In Barcelona, Spain, over the weekend, they held the first public concert. It's believed to be the first mass concert, you know, in over a year. 5,000 people attended this concert. You had to be, you had to test, get an instant COVID test before they would let you in. You had to wear your mask during the concert, but they did not have social distancing. If, you know, concert venues started doing that in the U.S., is that safe?
No, you know, it's amazing that Spain did it, you know, when their country just, you know, next to them has gone into essentially partial lockdown. And we're seeing in Europe a big bump up like this. Concerts, unfortunately, anyone who goes to a concert all of a sudden thinks that they are as good as the artist and they sing along with them. So, you know, we have a lot. It's not like people are sitting just listening. And when you're in that close environment like that and you're yelling, screaming, singing, the chance of spread is much higher.
Even with a mask on?
Oh, certainly. You know, masks are great, but they're not 100%
right.
By any means.
Okay.
And it would be interesting if people did keep them on. If you told me that they were all vaccinated and tested negative, boy, I'd feel a whole heck of a lot more comfortable.
Right.
But, I'm certainly looking at things like Lollapalooza and concerts at Wrigley coming back to somewhat normal, you know, midsummer when we can show that our vaccination rate is over 80%.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out and where we are with positivity at that stage of the game. Always good to talk to you, Kevin. Thank you so much, as usual, for the great information. Dr. Kevin Most, Medical Director, Central DuPage Hospital. Have a great Sunday, Kev. Thank you.
Take care, Dean. We'll talk soon.